Well, kind of continued on with the same excellence, I think, from the previous ones. Those that have been up here the last couple weeks, though, kind of got a little foretaste of what this was going to be, because we really covered this pretty well in depth over the last couple weeks. But for the way to start a conversation without, you know, I read an article or I saw this movie about the baby in the womb, and it just shows clearly, Romans 1:20 shows clearly, it is clearly seen, the design. And let that start a conversation. I challenge the evolutionary doctors and scientists to please show me the proof of how all that came to being without giving me any magic words, without giving me any... I've got the proof right here in the Bible, but they have no proof. All they're going to do, please show me how all this, how all or nothing, because you have to have all of it, or you don't have reproduction. Please explain to me, Mr. Professor. I see clearly design. Please explain to me how you come up with your thought. And because they can't. They're going to go to those magic words. See, something we covered here that I'll throw out there is most scientists and most evolutionary people see the design. They see it. They see that this is design. But the God they worship is nature. Because they give that design credit to natural selection. Darwin popularized that natural selection, that the survival of the fittest kind of thing. But it's natural selection is even a little bit different than survival of the fittest. But they had to have something, because they call that design assumed design. It has an assumption of design. They see the design features, but they explain it away through a lot of magic words and eons and eons of time. There is no evidence that this could all just happen by chance. But they want us to believe that it just happened by chance. They give the design feature to natural selection, that through eons of time, the survival of the fittest, once they get you to a monkey, then they say that it's easy to get from there to here. So they want your mind to think on that evolutionary chart of Neanderthals. You know how that evolutionary progress on the Neanderthal, you start with on all fours and then they're walking upright. And man, that just looks so easy to get from here to there. But even to get from there, I mean, it's a myth. It's magic to even get from there to there. But there's nothing. They believe that this all just started with a dust ball zooming around a million miles an hour, I mean really fast, and exploding. And somehow out of all that we got here. I challenge, I see design, and I see a designer, and I see a creator, and you can start the conversation just with that. I clearly see design. Would you please explain something different? You want to turn to Acts 17:23-25, and we'll just have a... This is Paul preaching on Mars Hill in Athens. And he says, "For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with the inscription, 'To the unknown God.'" Therefore, the Acts 17, 23 and 25, through 25. "Therefore, the one whom you worship without even knowing, him I proclaim to you, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things." See, Paul was preaching in Athens, Greece, and he was preaching to two crowds, and their rejection of the one true God still happens even today. He was preaching to a group of people that believed eat, drink, and be merry. They didn't really believe in gods. They didn't believe that. They just thought, just eat, drink, and be merry. That's fine. And then he was at the same time in the same place. There was the Stoics, or those that believed that gods controlled everything, and they had to make sure everything was, you know, they had to make sure these gods were happy. And God's coming, or Paul's coming in and preaching the one true God. And, you know, these people called them idle babblers, and he was preaching the resurrection, and they didn't understand that. But the one in this group of people, this is like a bonus. At the end of this chapter, in this group of people, Paul left, and people followed him. He won people to the Lord. And he was preaching in this area of like people who were rejecting everything. He was rejected and being called names and being put down and everything. But when he left, he won people to the Lord. So even in our midst, we bring up the conversation of design and point it to Jesus Christ, and we can bring people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. See, the same self-centered, man-exalting pride found back there in Athens still exists today. It's pride built up that they don't want to. I firmly believe that the majority of the people that believe in evolution, they know that that's really not. But they don't want to know the one true God. But maybe a conversation that we have can help them want to know the one true God. Paul did it in Athens with the same group of people that we would be talking to. People that are full of pride. People who are just rejecting Christ. We can use Paul's example here and preach the one true God. The one who gives life, breath, and all. Who is the designer, as we saw right here. For those who know Christ, it is a privilege to join with all of nature. And it says in Psalm 156, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord." I encourage us to go out there standing firm in our faith, standing firm in our knowledge of the Creator God, Creator Jesus Christ, and start a conversation. I think in this series we're going to learn every time how to do that just a little bit better. Did you catch the seven design features? They all work together. And in reproduction and in human birth, we couldn't have seen that more clearly over the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks now counting today, that it all has to be there. It can't be parts of it. It's all or nothing. It all works together. I just think it's miraculous. Did everybody know here? I mean, I've had six kids. But when that baby takes the first breath, those that have been there. It's so awesome. But you know what? It's even more awesome because now I know how it happened. I didn't know. I maybe you guys get more in science or anything, but how many people, maybe you didn't catch it, but how many people knew exactly what happened when that baby took the first breath? Nobody. Anybody? Raise your hand if you know. God has all the things right there so that when that umbilical cord constricts, there's signals that stop the flow of oxygen and it starts getting more carbon dioxide. And then because it's getting more carbon dioxide, it's sending a signal to the brain saying, hey, we're getting more carbon dioxide than we need here. You better take a breath. And the baby takes the first breath. Without all those signals happening, that's just the one little piece out of this whole thing. How did that just happen? How could that have just happened? How could all those receptors, and then the bypass and the valve, the bypass in the heart so that the oxygen-rich blood's not getting into the lungs because it only needs a little bit, 10% it said. So the baby's born, and then all of a sudden the bypass closes up within like 30 minutes. And then in 2 days, the cells form around it and close it up, and it's gone. How did that just happen? Isn't our God great? Isn't the design just awesome? I mean, like, Marcus, we watched the first movie 2 weeks ago, the first, I want to call it a movie, but it was the lecture by Dr. Menton. And I was up here, and I was like, this is, like, mind-blowing. This is everything, because he took us from conception to childbirth. And on phase one, he took us from conception to the placenta being started. That organ that wasn't there before. And all of a sudden, there's this organ there that is feeding the baby. It doesn't just happen. I see clearly design. How start a conversation. Man, I see all this stuff. I see design. I don't see how this can just happen. Please, let's talk about it. And maybe you can lead somebody to the Lord. But Marcus Lloyd was like doing the same thing. He was like, this is mind-blowing. This is awesome. We serve a great God who has designed us in such a spectacular way. And we're going to get more. We're moving away from reproduction and birth, and we're going into the hand. And I don't know if you caught the glimpse of when he talks about the hand, but we take it for granted. And we're going to learn a lot more, which I don't know. I haven't watched that movie yet. I haven't began studying for it. But just as one glimpse, they're holding a coffee cup and getting ready to drink a coffee, and he says, we don't know how glorious the design of the hand is. And all he's doing is drinking a cup of coffee. I can't wait to find out how God designed that hand and the eye. And then it's going to finish off with the whole body and how we can play sports, how we can hit a baseball, how we can surf, how we can dance and get stronger and lift weights, and how God made our body to be able to do all of that. Our God is so good. Our God is so good. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 156. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for just a glimpse into your design. I pray, Father, that it stirs conversations, that, you know, through all of our studies, I don't think we've pressed the design. We've talked about fossils and dinosaurs, and this is just so cool. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, my Creator, God, for just a glimpse into your design. May it just impact our life. May it impact our walk with thee. I pray, Lord Jesus, that if somebody doesn't know you as Lord and Savior today, that they'll see through what we've been talking about in this movie, they'll see the Creator God, and they'll come to understand the need for Jesus as Lord. Dismiss us with your blessing. Bring us back at the next appointed time. Thank you for ICR, and thank you for Answers in Genesis, for all that they do to promote your word clearly seen in the realm of creation. Thank you, Jesus. In his name I pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody. You are dismissed.